the journey was pleasant once she got over the shock of being strapped down for the takeoff. As they went higher and higher, she looked out at the very white, waspish cloud and thought of the washtub and hoped her husband would remember to change his shirt while she was away. Claire met her mother at the airport, and they kissed warmly, not having seen each other for over a year. "Have you stones in it?" Claire said, taking the suitcase. It was doubly secured with a new piece of binding twine. Her mother wore a black straw hat with clusters of cherries on both sides of the brim. "You were great to meet me," the mother said. "Of course I'd meet you," Claire said, easing her mother right back on the taxi seat. It was a long ride, and they might as well be comfortable. "I could have navigated," the mother said, and Claire said nonsense, a little too briskly. Then, to make amends, she asked gently how the journey was. "Oh, I must tell you, there was this very peculiar woman, and she was screaming." Claire listened and stiffened, remembering her mother's voice that became low and dramatic in a crisis. "But otherwise," Claire said, "this was a holiday, not an expedition into the past. We had tea and sandwiches. I couldn't eat mine. The bread was buttered." "Still fatty?" Claire said. Her mother got bilious if she touched butter, fish, olive oil, or eggs.